Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking tech with Jefferson Graham.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Has never been a time like there is now with so many different apps and tech tools and products to help you manage your money better, whether it's budgeting, savings, investing, traveling smarter, managing money in relationships, you know, paying, splitting bills, share paying. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. There are seemingly new apps every single day that are coming on the market that I'm trying like feverishly to test out and to demo so that I can, you know, bring those on the podcast to help you guys out. But I think it's really cool. You know, if you can manage your whole like financial future all from your cellular device and make so many, you know, decisions about your financial life. It's so exciting to me. I feel like we could just do Millennial Money podcast all about talking tech. So I was really excited to have Jefferson Graham from USA Today's Talking Tech podcast. Wow, that is a mouthful. Jefferson and I share the same network, Wandry Network. And so we thought it would be fun to do a little podcast swap where I came on talking tech, talking all about Millennial Money and what we do on this podcast. And he could come on Millennial Money and talk about a lot of the tech trends that he's seeing right now, and also some cool tech information that you need to know when you travel internationally so that you can save money. We're also talking credit cards, all sorts of things. So on Jefferson's podcast, Talking Tech, he does a quick hit on the hottest new gadgets, which we all want to know, right? Tech news and apps. I love that. There's always, I think, something new to talk about. It doesn't even have to be related to money. And he chats with tech insiders. So he really gets the down low on, you know, what's going on in tech and what are the trends that you should pay attention to. So I think you're going to love this episode. And I learned a few things as well. But I think the coolest thing was that Jefferson also fell in love with the credit card that I recommend a lot on this podcast. And he is living proof that the rewards on credit cards are amazing if you love to travel and if you figure out how to do it right. All right, Jefferson, I am so excited to have you on this episode of Millennial Money. You are the tech guru for USA Today. You have your own podcast, Talking Tech. Tell us a little bit about Talking Tech and how this podcast has evolved for you.
All righty. So when I started doing the show, I was doing a celebrity edition, shooting interviews with celebrities talking about the gadgets and things like that that they use. And I'd come back with a 45-minute interview that I would cut into a video that would be 3 minutes. So a podcast seemed like be a great way to get the complete interview out there. Then I started doing commentaries as well on news and reviews. And I found that there was more interest in the commentaries than in the long celebrity interviews. So I started focusing on that. And as I did that, the appetite was there for a daily. So I started doing it daily. And the next 3 years later, I've done it every day, 7 days a week, one daily, whether it be a review, an interview, a commentary. It's primarily news and reviews right now. I do an occasional interview, but mostly it's me mouthing off and having fun doing that.
Yeah, that's the best thing about a podcast, right? So what are some of your, you know, favorite subjects to talk about on your podcast? So are there any that have just really stood out for you?
Well, I'm all about consumer products. So there's usually a rhyme and rhythm to the year. The last 4 months have been the products that people want to buy for the holidays. So, it kicks off in September with the introduction of the new iPhone and then never lets up. So over a 4 month period, we're talking about the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 8 Plus. And then we're talking about the Google Pixel and we're talking about the Samsung Galaxy. And then we're going into the new streaming players from Roku and Google and Amazon. And not one day goes by, people don't say, which iPhone should I buy? Is the camera on the new one really better than the older one? What's the best drone to get? So you sort of like run through all that stuff. And Apple admits that they're slowing the battery, the iPhones down to keep up with the declining battery. So now you're in the battery gate and that's keeping you up every day doing updates on battery gate. Then you've got the Consumer Electronics Show where yet another new wave of products are coming out. So I just came back from there. That was about 2 weeks worth of shows. I was in Las Vegas. And that kept me going for a while. And now I'm off to Japan tomorrow. That's a personal visit, but I will end up podcasting at least 5 or 6 shows because they have products there that we don't have here in a different way of life. And Talking Tech in Japan, got to do it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So before we kind of move into going to Japan and our travel tech tips, was there anything that really stood out to you at the Consumer Electronics Show that you thought was just, you know, amazing?
It's actually really funny because if you take it all together, it's the same old stuff. And it's very disappointing because so many people come up with ideas for products and they don't give it up. And they just bring it back year after year. And you look at that and say, didn't I see that before? And a lot of the stuff we've seen before. Now, the things that were the most exciting, because I was just with a friend of mine and we were having this conversation at lunch. So it's three things. First of all, the LG booth. LG is one of the top three television manufacturers based in South Korea. They rival Samsung and Sony. You walk into their booth and they had 244 OLED 8K televisions. I'm sorry, 4K TVs lined up in a wall It's like one big movie theater screen, but there are 244 TVs lined up to, attached to 60 sound systems. And it was the greatest theme park ride I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you've never seen anything like this. You know, they're going to Iceland and showing glaciers collapsing in the water. You're going to Zion National Park. You're going to the Redwoods. And it just went on and on and on. And you just dream. When you go to a show like that and you see TVs like that, they're so beautiful, you just dream. And I told them I'd love to have six of them on my wall. Okay.
Yeah, no, right.
I only need 244. Six. It would cost me about $10,000. The only problem is I don't have the wall space. I don't know about you. Do you have the wall space, Shauna?
No, you know, that might be tough. We might have to erect some new walls or something like that. But, you know, that might be worth it.
Yeah. So it'd basically be it'd be 450 inch on top. I don't know what that comes to, but it'd be a big TV. Now, the other thing I saw that I really loved were the self-driving suitcases. I don't know if you caught my video, but they were showing off suitcases with a mind of their own. You don't hold them. You don't drag them. They just follow you. So when you go to the airport, you don't have to pick them up.
What? I've never heard of this.
Right.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, because they were showing it off there. They just roll on. So that definitely caught my eye immediately. Third, robots. Really fascinating, friendly, consumer home robots. Now, these robots are Alexa with an iPad on top of her. Okay, it does all the same stuff. It's an iPad. I'm sorry. It's what's the weather? Wake me up. Play the radio. Turn on the TV. Turn on the lights. It's all the same stuff, but with eyes and a smile. But the best robot is the robot dog made by Sony called Aibo. It will sell for about $2,000. It's only on sale in Japan. It is so cute. If you get a chance, go to USA Today. I've got a video up of the Aibo dog. It was pretty much the showstopper at CES.
That is amazing. You know, I've been jonesing for a puppy. Maybe I just need the robot dog.
Well, the thing is that this dog won't poop, right?
Yes.
But I think, you know, it's cute. It's going to be really hard to spend $2,000 to buy a robot dog. I couldn't do it. I couldn't justify it. Big screen TV? Yes. Robot dog? I don't think so.
Well, we all got to have our priorities, right?
Well, the thing about CES is you can dream. Now, I just told you about the three products that were the showstoppers, but overall, everyone and their brother has an Amazon or Google-enabled product. Did you hear about the shower where you say, Alexa, turn on? Did you hear that? Sorry.
Yes.
When I say the words in this room, it goes crazy. So you order your speaker to turn on the shower for you at 98 degrees, and poof, there it goes.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
That is just crazy. It's almost like, you know, we've lost the ability to push buttons anymore. You know, we just want everything electronic.
One second, Shauna. Okay. I think Alexa has gotten it out of her system. Say what you were saying. I think you can pull it off.
She's very mad at us, so we're going to have to, you know, play nice with her. I said it's just amazing to me that, you know, everything now is electronic. Like, we can't even push a button anymore or turn on the faucet. You know, we have to use a machine or some sort of electronic device to do it for us.
Yeah, the idea that I can't turn the shower on manually, but instead order it via my voice, and for that, I only have to pay $1,200. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely a very interesting expense that I'm going to caution everyone to think about before they spend.
Millennial money, save your money, you know?
Yes, that's the new motto. I love it.
Then Kohler, you know Kohler, which makes bathroom products, they have a mirror with the lights, and you turn the lights on with an Alexa order. And I didn't even mention the craziest, which was the toilet bowl. You know who, please flush for me.
Wow. That is pretty spectacular. We have lost our sense of ability for sure.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's okay. The manufacturers want to come out with these products. Nobody's stopping them. It's whether we want to actually spend money on them. That's another story.
Yeah, you got it. So we're talking about you're going on this trip coming up to Japan, which is, you know, a very, very lengthy trip. And for a lot of the listeners, travel is a big part of their life. But if you travel internationally and you use your cell phone, you are going to come home to a very unfortunate, very large cell phone bill. What are some of the ways people can save on money when they travel internationally and still be able to use their phone?
Well, first of all, you have to know that the minute that you land and you turn the phone on and it says roaming and it switches to another carrier, you're looking at hundreds of dollars. And so you need to take care of business before you leave. Now, the good news is you can always use your devices in Wi-Fi zones, and Wi-Fi is plentiful. You know, I've been in a lot of countries, whether it be New Zealand, Italy, France, Spain, Canada, wherever I've been, Mexico, wherever I've been, you can find Wi-Fi in every street. But let's talk about how you have to use a smartphone in today's world. Who's going to, you know, you have to use the map apps. You can't get around without the map apps. You have to have them. And Wi-Fi won't help you there. You'll also, if you're traveling with someone, you're going to get lost. And you're going to want to call that person or text that person. And you're also going to be looking up restaurant reviews. And you're going to be looking up museum reviews and using your phone to figure out what to do. So it's really vital. I mean, you have to use this thing. So AT&T charges $10 a day. Verizon charges $10 a day. Sprint charges $15 a month. So Sprint actually has the best deal. And then T-Mobile, if you're a T-Mobile subscriber, data is free. Texting is free. Calls are not. And you can't even get around it by using Skype. If you use Skype, they will charge you. So if you've got one of the four carriers, T-Mobile or Sprint is your best deal.
What if you don't have one of those carriers?
SIM cards. All phones at this point have a SIM card, and you buy a local SIM card to put into your phone. The best deal in Japan is from a company called B-Mobile. They will sell you a 5 gigabyte card for roughly $30 that will handle all the data you need for your trip. And you buy it at a local camera store. They'll even meet you at the airport to get you the SIM card. So for most people, I would say the SIM card, because the easiest thing is to pay Verizon the $10 a day. But, you know, for a 2-week trip, that's $140. For two people, that's $280, right?
Yep, yeah. You got it.
Yeah, sorry about that. But that's more than I want to spend. The SIM card's $30.
And it's easy, right? Anybody can do it.
Yeah, anybody can do it. And you're going to buy the SIM card, the camera store, the electronic shop where you go to buy the SIM card will put it in for you. But it's really simple to put in. A lot of people, I have a friend, he has three phones and he just switches his SIM card all day long because he doesn't know which phone he wants to use. So he just goes back and forth. I happen to be a T-Mobile subscriber, so I'm the happiest guy in the world. Because last time I went to Japan, I was a Verizon customer and I had to buy a local SIM card, which is fine, except that we usually ran out of data by 10 or 11 every day. I didn't get the B-Mobile SIM card. I got one that offered me 100 megabytes a day, which I thought was fine, but no, it's not fine. I had a friend who got the B-Mobile card. He had 5 gigs. He had no problem whatsoever. But now I've got T-Mobile and texting is unlimited. Email is unlimited. Data is unlimited. I just can't answer the phone. And that's fine. I don't need to make phone calls. You know, if I need to communicate with my wife, I'll send her a text.
That's how we communicate anyway, right? So do you have to call these carriers, you know, ahead of time before you go on the trip to, you know, get these types of plans, or is this something that's built in?
You have to call before you leave. Yeah, you definitely want to call before you leave and get it all taken care of. That when I was with Verizon and I went to Canada in the summertime, that's what I did with, because you can't really call. The minute you pick up your phone, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And depends on what country you're in. Like in Canada, you can make free calls in Gmail on your computer. I don't think you could pull it off in Japan.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So last question, are there any other great travel tech tools that you're a fan of?
Well, Google Translate, could we live without that?
I don't think so.
Right. Particularly in a country like Japan, France, obviously you're fine in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and Scotland, and Ireland, and England. But
maybe. Yeah. They speak a very different type of English.
Well, England is pretty good. I've been in Glasgow, and it's very thick. But Google Translate is terrific, and you could just translate it on the spot and take a picture of a sign, and then it will translate it into English. I can't imagine traveling without it.
Yeah, that is an awesome tool. I have used it so many times and it has definitely saved the day in some of those tricky countries where you cannot even begin to make anything out.
Now, I should also mention, because I know you get into credit cards, it's about a year and a month ago. I think it was last January, actually. I signed up for the Chase Sapphire card, which is the greatest credit card ever, right?
Yes, I recommend that card all the time. It is one of my favorites. Why do you love it?
Well, first of all, I'm going to Japan on miles, okay? So I'm not paying 1 cent to go there. That would qualify you for the greatest card ever. So when I got the card, they gave me 100,000 miles just for signing up. I think it's 50,000 miles now, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I got the 100,000 miles and $3 per dollar spent on travel-related costs, right? So I just booked a trip to Hawaii this morning. To my shock, I got miles on that too. So I'm going to Japan and Hawaii on this credit card.
That sounds like a very nice vacation portfolio you're constructing here.
Now, I will say that the card is expensive. I think it's actually $500 a fee versus most cards are $100. But then they give you a $300 credit if you spend X amount of dollars on travel-related things, which isn't hard for me. So it's a more expensive card, but I'm going to Japan, which is, what do you figure, $2,000?
Oh, easily, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to Hawaii. That's another $2,000 for two people, $1,000 apiece, right?
Absolutely.
There's $4,000 worth of free travel that I got for a card that is either $500 or $300, however you want to play the game. Somehow I fared well, I think.
Yeah, I think you're actually winning the credit card game. And that's, you know, what I tell the listeners all the time is, you know, a lot of people say they don't want a certain credit card because it has a fee. But if you look at, if you use that credit card the right way and you look at the rewards, they far outweigh that cost.
Right. So the thing is, you don't have like five credit, like you may disagree with me, but don't have five credit cards, you know, have one backup credit card, but really work that main card. This Chase card, there's no such thing as blackout dates. They don't tell you what airline to use. You can use any airline you want. I'm flying on Japan Air tomorrow. When I go to Hawaii, I'm flying on Hawaiian Air. So use that card. And then when it comes to hotels, use one loyalty program and just really try to stay at that hotel every time because the points really add up.
Yeah, absolutely. These are amazing tips. I could talk to you forever about tech. Tell the listeners where they can find you, where they can find your podcast.
Well, the great thing is they could find Talking Tech in the exact same places that you could find Millennial Money. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere fine audio podcasts are available. We're both part of the Wondery Network, and we're easy to find.
I mean, really, we can't even push the button on the toilet now. I mean, I think this has gone a little bit too far, right? But I promise I won't make fun of you if you actually have that in your house. I promise. So make sure that you subscribe to Jefferson's podcast, Talking Tech, so you can get all of the latest tech news delivered to your podcast player daily. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, use the hashtag Millennial Money Podcast, and head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.